that you might use?
Exhausted.
Okay. How about really disgusted? If you're really disgusted or something.
Definitely a difference between exhaustion and disgust.
Yeah. No, I was going on to the next one. Do you have a term for really disgusted?
Peel.
Okay. How about really angry?
Mad.
Okay. And really frightened?
Scared.
Okay. If you saw somebody leave somewhere in a hurry, do you have sort of an expression for that? For someone that leaves in a hurry, they are...
teed off.
Okay. There's a saying that people have before the 25th of December that people use a lot. You know what that is? Santa Claus uses it. You might say it to somebody as you walk by them or on the phone with them.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Okay. And then six or seven days later, we have another saying.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Is there a term for natives of Colorado that people use?
Coloradoans.
Okay. What about from other states in the West? I guess you have Californian for California. Do you know what the other ones are? Like, for states just west of here?
Oh, we just call them Californians or Texans or Kansasans.
Okay. What about Utah? Do you have one for them? No, I can't think of it. How about Wyoming? It doesn't work very well. I can't think. Wyomingites, maybe? I don't know.
Most of the states, we just call them what they are, but we do say Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Kansasans.
Ouch. What about Arizona? Anything for Arizona?
Arizona. Just Arizona.
Would you call people from New Mexico New Mexicans? Would that fit or would that be bad?
No.
That wouldn't be good either, huh? Any other terms for Americans that you can think of?
Natives.
Okay. What about Canadians?
Canadians.
Mexicans?
Mexicans.
Negroes?
Blacks.
Okay. What does the term Anglo mean to you?
Mixed breed.
Oh, okay. Do you have any terms for country people?
Nothing but farmers, ranchers.
Okay.
Agricultural.
Mm-hmm. What about poor people? Is there a term for them around here?
What is that word? Indolence?
Oh, yeah. Indigent?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there another term for a ranch hand that you can think of? Something that a ranch hand might be called?
Yeah, cowboy.
Okay. What about a stock man?
He could also be called a cowboy.
Okay, and they probably do pretty much the same thing.
Yes.
Okay. And a miner? Are there any other terms for miners?
Well, they were usually called miners.
Okay.
Some of them were called hard rock miners.
Okay.
Some of them were called gold miners, gold diggers.
Would
prospectors.
Yeah, would that work for miners?
Yes.
Okay. I need to find out the how you pronounce a couple of women's names. One is the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
Okay. Another, I can't think of a... it's spelled S-A-R-A-H.
Sarah.
And the other one is spelled N-E-L-L-Y.
Nelly.
Okay. Did you ever have that expression, "Whoa, Nelly"?
Is
that song? Okay. To get a horse to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know where that came from either. You know, you just say, "Whoa, Nelly," or "Whoa, Tom," for a male horse.
Yeah. I wonder if we got that off a TV show or something.
It was way before TV ever came.
Okay. But Nelly.